East Coast Breakfast.
Come and ready. Going to tell you a story, and I know it's going to get up your nose. Oof. It's going to annoy you. You're going to be a little bit irritated. I'm just preparing you. Okay. It is a matric farewell dance dress story because that it is that season.
Yes, it's the best time. I love it.
Well, Mouse has already been to two, but she was invited for those two. Her own one, her big one, is still coming, right? So we started looking around for some dresses for her. She got a very specific idea for a dress that she wants for herself. Now, at the place that we went to, that shall remain unnamed at this point, but it is quite a lonely place that you go to fit dresses for all special occasions. So, because Mouse was going to fit a couple of them, I wanted to take pictures
and then
slide and look after she had changed out of them. When I pulled out my phone to take a picture, I literally got rugby tackled. Every single person in the store, from the person at the till, from the two people that were on the floor, to someone in a dressing room who couldn't even see me, they were going, No. Yeah.
What?
They were like, don't do that.
In the dress.
Yes. They said, that's not the annoying bit. Apparently, people take pictures. I found out. I was like, I didn't know. People take pictures of these ball gowns, of themselves in the ball gowns. Then they take that picture to the auntie down the road and they say, auntie, just go, some fabric for you. Will you make this?
Like that's normal.
No,
that's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. Because what everybody can afford, the expensive places, and if you've got the dress on, then you can take
Hang on a second. Calm and ready. How are you not outraged by this behavior?
No, because in 2025, you can buy anything online. You can put it in AI. You can use Pinterest. You can take a picture of someone else. You can literally go on Google and Google street map the shop and take and use an image that's in the window of the shop. So one picture of a dress and your expensive store, if it's so expensive, is not going to make a difference. And not everybody can afford a 30,000 rand dress.
Yeah.
But you still want to look good. So you're cutting out an entire population of people because you're being selfish.
That was a good use of the word, cutting out.
Yes.
By the way. Yes. And you're cutting out the employment of designers.
100% of everybody.
Designers are being cut out.
Rude. Very rude. I'm so glad I wasn't there.
No.
We were going to have a problem.
Hang on a second. I thought you would be... I didn't think you'd go that rude.
Rude. No.
All right. Here's what I want to know. Is it okay to take a picture of a dress that is up for sale in a shop and then go and take that picture to some friend of the family with your own fabrics and say, duplicate this design without any copyright, with any patent costs, without any permission whatsoever. You just take a picture and say, make me this dress. Is that okay?
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
Sky, you're okay with that?
100%.
You're okay with that?
It's not some medical thing that needs to be patented that you need money from.
It is a dress.
Come on.
No.
All right. I need to know from you. Is that okay? Please let me know. 061-792-9495.
Darren, you go past those hamburger places and your mom always says to you, we got food at home. You make your own hamburger at home because you go to the spa and you buy your patties and your rolls. Same thing. So if you see something you can't afford, you just go to the fabric place and buy it. Just make it yourself, you know? Because there's plenty of food at home. There's plenty of fabric at home.
Yes.
So thanks, guys.
I've tried that. I even buy the patties now that have that branding on it. And I try to make... I can't get the relish.
It's the same thing here. So on Facebook, we have Roshni who says, my mom saw a dress at a West Street boutique way back when I was 16. She didn't have the money to buy it. She got the fabric and made it herself. And I still have the dress. Chanel said... It should also be considered as piracy.
Wow. Okay. Well, I personally think it's totally normal. Yeah. We live in an information age where there's information and pictures and images everywhere. ChatGPT, the internet. Just saying. So let's hear from Tyler from Umkloti. Good morning, Tyler. You are a designer, so you can tell us: is it okay to take a picture of a dress at a shop and then take it to someone else to duplicate?
Definitely not. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why?
I just feel like there's this unspoken designer etiquette. So there are designers that will do that. But personally, if someone brings me a photo of a dress that they have tried on by someone else, it doesn't sit well with me. So I won't say no to the job, but I'll just say that I need to change it quite a good amount so that it looks more original. You know, my name's associated with that as well. So it's not a good look.
Okay, so as a designer, you don't want to copy someone else's design. You want to do your own thing, because that's what you are. You're a creative, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
That's beautiful. That's a nice way to look at it.
That's one. Yes, that's one way. Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. All right, we've got Danielle. Yes. Danielle, is it okay to stamp a picture of someone else's work address and then take it to someone else to duplicate?
Yes, I think it's okay, because if they don't see you taking a photo and you take it, it's not like they're going to find out.
Daniela, you don't.
Daniela and I are going to be friends.
That's what corruption is. You know what corruption is? Corruption is if they don't see you can do anything if they don't catch you doing it. That's the essence of corruption. It's
But Daniela, if you can't afford it, then is this not the better option, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they're not going to know. And I mean, imagine someone spills or dirties that 30,000 rand dress. How are you going to feel?
Exactly. Thank you, Daniela. Yeah.
You see?
Oh, what's Darren, you're new to this. That's why.
Oh, okay.
You're taking
I'm new.
Pictures. Download.
Oh, I've got to be sneaky.
You've got the budget.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Have you seen some
of the prices?
Yeah, no.
I don't have Real Housewives of Durban money here, guys. I work on my feet. Really, really. It's hard. I work hard here, okay?
Stop it. Shut down.
Morning breakfast team. Hope you guys are well. I am Kiveshni. I actually believe that it's okay to find a design that you like, whether it's in a store's window or on the internet. I mean, that's what we do, right? We're going to be shopping around, looking where we can to get a design that we like. And every single girl needs to feel special for her matric dance and feel beautiful. Mm. And I mean, not all of us can pay the 30,000 rand to have a dress made or bought to wear to our matric dance. So I would say definitely, I mean, take the pick if you can and surf the net to get your perfect design. And if you know someone that can do it far cheaper and do a very good job, then why not?
Yeah,
that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right, so this all started because my mouse and my Anna and myself, we went matric farewell dance dress shopping. And I took out my camera just to take a picture of this one and then the next one and then the next one. And I felt like I was being attacked by a dolphin. Suddenly I just heard, and she was like, and I was like, what? No, we don't take pictures. We don't take pictures. And then now we know why. So joining us right now is Haroon Hansrud. He's a very, very talented designer. He's actually judged and designed for Miss South Africa and for Miss World. He's designed for Gordon Ramsay. Been in the industry for decades. So, guys, if we can ask this question, we ask this question of someone like this, right?
Yes.
Haroon, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you.
Haroon, you know, can you hear the question today? It's very simple. We're asking you straight up, is it okay to snap a pic of a dress in a shop and then go get someone else to make it for you?
I think we really need to understand that designers take time, effort, and all their creativity that goes into a specific piece, and to replicate that, I think, is not on. I think what people need to understand is that, and it's so often that people will bring a picture and say, can I have this? I mean, this is on a slender model or a fuller figure, and it just does not suit you. One needs to understand that if you want a specific designer, a design, understand what is it that you like about this dress, and you got to take. And if you're taking this design and you cannot afford it, I do understand. Mm. But go to someone who has a similar handwriting. Every designer or aunt has got a handwriting, a designer's signature. You cannot just take something and go to them and replicate. I think that is really theft. Understand what it is you like. Pick up the inspo and go to someone who can recreate this for you in a unique design that suits your body type, proportion, tone of your body, and then you create your own unique piece. I think it's so unfair to the industry to just take a design and to replicate.
Okay, so Haroon, what you're saying is no copying. You can be inspired by something if you can't afford it and tailor it to kind of your vibe. What are your thoughts then on fast fashion? Because everybody is, they kind of, you see something made by like the big brands and then it's being copied by, I won't mention the names, but other, you know, fast fashion outlets. And then also, what are your thoughts on AI designing? Because now you can ask ChatGPT to design your dress. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, interestingly enough, I'm on both sides of the field. Oh. I design one-off pieces and I design for chain stores. So that goes back to finding inspo into a piece. So a high-end brand would create a look. Mm. We would then take that look as inspo. Of course, we cannot recreate that, number one, because in South Africa to create and to manufacture is not as cheap as probably having it done in China. So you've got to take elements. You've also got to translate that into a South African lifestyle and a South African market. Our figures are very different to what might be happening in Paris or in London or New York. And you've got to take elements and then create. Even our fabrication might not be the same. It has to be affordable and it has to suit our lifestyle. And it goes back to metric tons. You've got to understand what suits you and you've got to understand your body shape before you can even think of taking a design.
Can I ask
everyone
you,
look for inspos.
Yeah.
Quickly for some tips for everybody that's looking at their matric designs. Yeah. Like what tips do you have? What's in, what's out? Give the girls some advice.
Yeah, great.
Well, for me, I always say it's going to be your 16 dress that's going to be big and it's going to be your matric down. I think some of us come from very conservative backgrounds and you cannot wear your matric dance to another function, for example, your family. So go all out. Let this be the most exciting time. It is the most exciting time. It's a transition from your scholastic career going into an adulthood. Let this be as sexy as you want. Let it be as amazing as you want. Color is everything. Proportion is everything. It's got to suit you. It's going to make your torso look long enough and your legs look eternal. Mm-hmm. It's got to nip into the waistline. And not everyone has got that perfect figure. But your cut line and your fabrics and the style lines that you use is very important.
Mm. Haroon Hansrath, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So guys, I think, just like everything in KZN, there's this lovely big gray area. And in that gray, and in that gray area, we live in the don't copy the dress. That's a designer. You know, like I studied with designers. You know, they were like me. You're students. You have to pay off your student debt. You have to get your first job. You've also got mortgages to pay and all of those things to get your own kids to school. It's a career. You can't be stealing from designers. But it would appear it is completely okay and correct to be inspired.
Yes. Inspiration, darling.
To maybe take a picture and then be inspired by a designer.
Amazing.
Oh, good to know. I will take my newfound knowledge and continue my shopping journey.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.